Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Homogenize milk,
sour cream, cream cheese.
It's all gravy. It's all cream cheese. Butter. It's all gravy.
It's all butter. Then turns into cake. You can make cake.
Cakewalk.
See, I like
that's
I like,
a cakewalk. I like it's cake. All gravy I like on a cakewalk.
I'm more of a pie guy.
Oh, dude, same here. I'll take a cake anytime. I will. If, you know, birthday cakes around, I'll have a little slice, whatever. But I'm never as excited for if, dude, you have a hot piece of pie with fucking ice cream, blueberry pie, strawberry rhubarb pie with ice cream. Ooh, I gotta get up. I'm like lounged. Oh. I'm gay.
Hey, bored bitch.
For this shit. Bored bitch.
Give me a cut water, dude.
Come dang. On. Dang. Swung the dick.
I'm like the light skin
version. They cooled fast.
It was quick. I'm a light skin version of it. That's fine. On camera?
I don't care.
That on camera, I look like that black guy with that meme with a big dick. I'm just like the white version of that.
I have zero disagreements. I agree 100%.
I think you are capping, dude.
Cap. Is that me?
Cap.
Oh, I got a cap, all right.
What is capping? Clipping? Am I clipping?
That shit's strong as fuck.
Oh, man. Cheers. Cheers to the cut water strong as fuck.
Where's yours? Yeah, where's yours? Damn it.
Dickhead. Good damn dickhead. Yeah, it's actually pretty good, like at like a chilled temp. Not bad. Here's to the cut waters that fuel this podcast. Play.
This is all Patreon.
I got
shit.
Something in my front pocket for you.
Right. This is all stuff
to range at my front pocket.
This is all shit we'll use for Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sick.
Yes, see sir. What it is. Ooh, big pun. He's gonna play some big pun.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
On my interface. Alternate. Oh, stop.
I feel it. Where's that coming from?
It's go down to the bottom. My icons.
All right.
Go down to the shortcut bar on the bottom.
Okay.
Open up the one that says Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the knob, just turn that knob down.
This knob over here?
Is the hardware button clicked on?
Sorry. I'm so sorry for all the questions.
HW control?
Yeah, is that on?
No.
Is it, there's no blue light?
No.
Okay, just turn that volume knob all the way down.
Just like that?
Yeah,
that,
and it turns the speakers down.
How do I turn the speakers down?
No, that's how you just did it.
Oh. In the song, I don't want to feel alone.
So we're still good.
Now this one. There we go. What's up, guys? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Are we recording?
Oh,
oh shit. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, Johnny's a ball bitch today. Johnny's a boy. Johnny. Harsh reality. Yeah. Lose control. Lose control. I don't trust the soul. The soul I know beneath you. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive and leave you. I leave you. You said this was Big Pun?
Oh, yeah, Big Pun, yeah.
And we're going. Where's my snare?
All kinds of
snare. I mean,
snare.
I feel... Yeah, turn that up a little.
Turn up that tambourine a little bit.
Yeah, there it is. There we are.
Can you turn my mic up on the DAW? Can you turn it up?
2 seconds, which one is that?
The one that says my name.
About that.
It's a little bit.
Which one?
Can you see my voice coming out when I talk?
It's hitting the red a little bit.
I'm just saying, which one is it coming out of? Does it say my name?
No.
Sick. It's fine. Turn the music down a little bit though.
How? Which one? I was gonna ask.
Oh, it's see the one that has the little eye lit up.
The eyes lit up.
That's fine. You can just click that. Can you just keep it on? Keep it on that, and then you can adjust the volume.
All right, that's all I needed to know. Which one it was.
So that you can actually use the controller.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So you want to have it. You want to have it beneath the. There you go. You want to have it beneath the speaking voice.
Yeah.
Like way lower.
Right.
There we go.
You can adjust that though, right?
Yeah. Well, you want to have it. It just feels good. I like producing because I like doing creative stuff.
Right.
I mean, I would produce all the time, but I mean, come on.
It's you just can tight. If you want.
No, this shit's tight. This shit's tight. I'd rather you guys get better at it.
Yeah. Where's he at? We're already recording everything.
Take shits.
Dipshits.
Are we pooping?
Can we call our future fans dipshits? Poopers. What up, dipshits? How you guys doing?
Poopers.
There he is. Here he comes. Oh. Here he comes.
We could go off of that pun.
Stool. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony has entered the building.
Back, sorry.
Uh-oh. I had
to tend to some business.
Anthony,
man.
Lead us
time
in,
time-sensitive
brother.
Business. Time-sensitive.
Turn that fucking music down.
Okay. I got you.
Whew. All right. And we're back.
Put us in, Anthony. What's up?
What's going on? The Stool Podcast. How are we doing, everybody?
Make sure you kill it on the spot.
Yeah, kill that spot. What does that mean?
I
don't even know what the
dude.
Hell I'm talking about.
All right, you dude.
Kill me quickly. Can you name that song?
You better stop that right now.
Make sure when you're like working on stuff like that, mm-hmm. between windows, you got to keep clicking back and forth on Streamlabs.
Yeah, I know.
Just to keep the cameras moving.
Hey, who's the board bitch today? Me or you?
No, you're the fucking. Mm-hmm. I'm your sensei, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is sensei? Is a sensei?
Is that what you are?
Is a sensei the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was the student or not.
Is that what you are? You piece of shit. You hear me?
Can you hand me my electronic tobacco device, please?
Electron. You sounded like Mandark from.
Perfect.
Dexter, actually,
you guys see that throw?
That was pretty good. Look, nobody saw. Like, nobody saw
I'm
that.
It's in fucking. The video. It's dude. Come on. Come
Why
on.
Why is my video delayed? Is that how it was when you were doing it, Anthony?
It's how it was. I thought it was just because as processing.
That's how it is. All right, good, good, good. Don't trip about it.
All right, Anthony, intro us. What's up, dude?
The Stool Podcast. Welcome, everybody. I'm Anthony. To my left here is big ol' Mixtradamus himself. And then we have Johnny on the board bitch position today.
Board bitch.
Say hello, Johnny.
What's
Say
up,
hello.
BBW? Wait, what?
How have you guys been liking the board bitch wheel, the BBW? I like it. I think it's cool. I think we figured out the system.
I think we figured out the right way to do it. It's a fun way, you know?
Keeps it random.
Yeah.
It's super random. I put a bunch of slices on there so it, you know, so it's good, you know?
Yeah, speaking of slices.
What's up, America?
Let's talk to this pussy over here. What's up, Mike?
What's up, bitch? What's going on?
Come on. I thought that deserved more.
Yeah,
a little more.
It was all right. You were reaching for it a little bit, but you know.
All right, so.
All right, guys, what's up? Also, Johnny Savage here. I appreciate you guys coming through. And, you know, I'm on the board bitch today, so, you know, we're going to get it going. You know, we're going to talk about some shit. Niners won the Super Bowl. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm going to laugh if they don't.
I'm going to laugh.
They think it's. They think I'm going to laugh if they do.
We can just pretend that this is 2 weeks in the future.
This is a week after.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have killed themselves. Boom, baby. What's going on, baby?
You just Alex Jones guess it.
But yeah, no, what's your prediction for Super Bowl? What, do you have a prediction?
No, it's the Super Bowl happened already, dude.
Next year, idiot. Duh, why would I be talking about the one that just happened? Who would be doing that?
No, exactly. Nobody would.
Yeah, duh. What's your prediction for next year?
Next Super Bowl?
We can't keep this up.
I predict Niners won again. Super Bowl number 7 for the Niners is what I'm predicting.
Let's hear it. But no, okay.
What are your predictions, Anthony? Tell us.
For the previous Super Bowl, I was predicting that the Niners were going to win. So I was glad that, you know, the whatever ended up conspired. However it went down, as everybody in the current time remembers. Next year, I think, you know what? I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
Browns?
Yes. Yes, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I would put more money on the Bears than the Browns.
The Bears.
The Chicago Bears. I think what it's going to be is, I think it's going to be the Arizona Cardinals versus the Cleveland Browns in the Super Bowl in 2025.
Cycle those cameras, man. What are you doing?
He's looking at pictures of Taylor Swift's twat. No, I don't know why.
That's not what I'm doing.
Dude, literally, that's what the search said. No. I said, "Oh no, that was just the autofill from Google."
No, you guys didn't see what happened in the Super Bowl. This is what happened.
please! I've wanted to see this. I've wanted to see this so bad. I've been trying to find this,
dude. It's scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah, I know it's not anywhere. I've been trying to find it.
I can't find it nowhere, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's nowhere. Oh, I'm telling you, I spent a whole afternoon.
I'm so glad I actually. I'm so happy that I actually saved some pictures myself.
Oh yeah, go ahead and. I think it's inappropriate for you to share those with me later down the line, but just making that said now.
Right. So this is what happened in the Super Bowl, guys. It's crazy. I don't know what Travis Kelce thinks about it, but this is what happened. I'm not sure.
We can't see it. It was one of the wildest things I've ever seen on national television, honestly.
This is how the Super Bowl went down. They lost, Chiefs lost, and
she wasn't even supposed to be involved with it in any way, right?
Taylor Swift went crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
she went crazy and she was like,
it's blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind right now that, like, she wasn't even supposed to be involved with it. And then that was what the whole night turned out to be. It was crazy.
She's a wild woman at heart, is what I think happened.
I really respect her decision to do what she did that
That's
day.
That's out of control.
You know, I think she did
she
well.
She looks really good in those pictures.
She did. Oh, that was a whiff.
There,
I slid it.
Come on.
I'm not moving out of my position.
Come on,
kidding me?
I'll grab it later.
Come on.
But yeah, no, I mean, I've never seen a Super Bowl go like that, but I wasn't complaining.
As long as the Niners won, it's, you know, I'm happy about it, so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
fucking
and that's the weirdest part of it, is the red that she was painted in was Niners red.
Yeah,
it wasn't
Casey
red.
She became a fan.
It was crazy.
She actually left with Brock Purdy that day.
Yeah. Crazy turn of events. Have you ever seen anything like that, Mick?
Not until right now.
Like, I actually, I didn't watch the Super Bowl this year. I was working on music because I actually work on stuff.
Guys, we also, I think this is coming out after Cup of Song. So our new song, Cup of Song, is out everywhere, I think, anyway.
You're terrible at plugs. Just stop it. What the fuck was that?
Shut up.
I thought it was relatively smooth. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real smooth.
Like scraping your knee.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The conversation to plug.
It was the same sort of smooth, like scraping your
knee. He couldn't take the pressure.
I couldn't. It was too much. All right, Mick, what did you bring to the table today?
Some new Silent Planet.
Always room for Silent Planet in our lives.
I like that.
I love what they do. Are they still a Christian band? I remember they were like very heavily Christian for a while.
They like went from that to like agnostic.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure.
Right? Am I wrong?
I don't really care.
That?
I know like Devil Wears Prada and Under Oath have really kind of like distanced themselves from like labeling themselves that, but I don't know how Silent Planet is.
Yeah.
I know that their lead singer was very Christian at one point.
No, I think their lyrics are geared towards that. It's kind of like Impending Doom, the way they do it is he talks a lot about like the end times and a lot of like more of the darker side of the Bible and stuff, but they do that a little bit, but it's a lot of positivity in Silent Planet too. At the same time, a lot of kind of like stuff that's very geared towards. Oh shit! I have to.
Yeah, I can't hear it.
That's all right. You don't need to hear it. We're just gonna watch it. Is that okay with you guys?
It's a good video so far. I'm fascinated by what's going on here.
I got you guys. Don't trip.
Gotta turn the volume knob up, bro.
I know, dude. All right, here we go.
So
what happens when you get me in the
There's still no volume. Look at there it is.
You don't hear nothing or what?
No, I got it.
Fucking you fuck stick. Let's go. Okay.
Okay, I
can't wait this summer.
I haven't seen this yet. Very well shot, bro. Shit.
I like the narrative.
Yeah, they're doing like a very creative video thing. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not going to say I like it off the bat.
What do you guys think about
it? To me, it seems like someone's like obsessed with A24, whoever made this video.
But what do you think about women with short hair? This G.I. Jane bitch right here. What do you guys think?
Don't make a difference to me, honestly. Especially if you have a good head for it. Yeah, sometimes it's hell hot. And it can be like super.
Oh yeah, Demi Moore pulled it off.
Right. You know, I think honestly, there's some women like I'll be open. You look at, I come off very chauvinistic on this fucking podcast. Thanks to you pulling that shit out of me, Johnny, always prodding at me. Dude. But no, but honestly, I feel like I don't pull off a good, like a bald head good. Yeah. I have a weird lumpy peanut head.
Yeah.
So it's like, just know that if you have a bald head that looks good, bald, male or female,
is it like Charlie Brown? It.
Dude, okay, no, it's literally, okay, you know how you get the dents in the back of your forehead, right? Yeah. I have those on the top. I don't know what's going on. It's a weird thing. That's weird, dude. Yeah, I have a weird retarded head.
Let me see.
Why do you sound so disappointed that you're not bald?
Because it's going to be the default position at some point.
Right.
If I lose my hair, like, I'm going to have to either figure out how to look good without it or just rely on hats.
You know what I always said is if I start balding, I know I'll still have a little bit of long hair. I'm just going to do the Hulk Hogan. That's what I'm going to do. That's my future.
Bandana it for the rest of your
life? No. Just bald on top. Just a horseshoe, but long hair horseshoe. That's what I'm doing.
So you're going with the B. Franklin, the Ben just, Franklin.
Yeah, the Ben Franklin.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. With all the looks that come back,
yeah,
that's one I'd never expect to come back. But you might be the guy.
I'll be the one.
You
I'll
might be the guy you. To bring that back.
Yeah, I'm gonna be the one.
I say Rocket.
Mick, what are you looking at, dude? Why do you look like that?
I'm looking at you. I'm trying to see what kind of shots you're doing.
I got you. Don't even trip, bro.
You little bored bitch.
I'm getting it down. I just what gotta are you get into the groove.
I have the White Russian.
So everyone's sitting at home. I get high anxiety when I see production shit going crazy.
Do you want to sit here?
No, you all fucking. Right.
The gauntlet has been laid down.
You listen to your fucking sensei, bitch. Okay?
True.
Okay?
True. I do go to you for all my production needs.
Which one of these do you have? Which would you pull?
I got the Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea?
Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, dude.
Fucking A. And guess what? You don't get to cheers this because you're the board bitch this week. So I'll still take a drink.
Oh, this one's for the homies.
All right, let's keep it going. What's
hell this? Yeah, let's hear this. We haven't even cracked into the song. We're like 30 seconds in. I love their guitarists. So you know they have a writer that's not actively in the band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's their old guitarist that used to, but he still is like participant in it. And then you have, I'm going to space his name. But their current guitarist, he writes a lot of it also. But I think this record is the one he started writing most of it.
Got you.
Oh, Garrett's got a guitar. Let's hear it. Let's see it.
Look at their drummer, man. That's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever met them? Oh, I mean,
I did. Way back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, like... They're all super nice, but they're imposing dudes, dude. They're like literally like I don't know how to describe it. Not like they're like impositional, but they're more or less like intimidating. You're like, oh wow, like they're all big characters, except for the guitarist. He's kind of a mellow guy, but they're all big characters that you're like trying to like keep up with. You know?
No, I'm saying physically, that is a big guy. You see that guy?
You see? Okay, no, you missed how I was trying to fucking massage that into like personality shit, Jesus. And then you just go in to be like, no, hey, he's physically big.
Hey, the answer's simple, dude. He's just a piece of shit.
It's Johnny.
I am not, dude.
Mitch. Mitch is the guitarist.
Ooh.
I love this. This is the most melodic shit I've heard from them.
You tell me that's not a big guy right there.
Is that
what you're telling me?
I'm not telling you anything.
Look at the drum set's actually an 8-piece drum set, but you can't tell because he's oversized the whole thing.
I mean, you're going really deep into this. I'm not sure.
You guys
why.
Are telling me he's not a big guy. He's a
I'm
big guy.
I'm not saying that at all. I said that he has a big personality. They all do. They're all big personalities and big dudes.
That's not the only big thing about the drummer, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Can you? Okay, this is why you're the board bitch.
Why?
Because you're a fucking bitch, dude.
What did I do? Bit of a bitch.
You know what you fucking do.
What?
You know what you
am
do.
I doing?
But honestly, can I tell you?
Little scallywag.
I'll fucking pull the scallywag right out of the mud with this one.
Yeah.
Watch his drumming. You know his drumming is fucking insane.
His drumming's big. He's so good.
He's really good. He honestly, like, if you...
I never said anything about his talent, dude, which is also big.
Yeah.
Don't they remind you?
It's like a vortex.
I kind of get this track in particular. It feels kind of Deftones-y.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I read a lot of that, like the
little bit.
The airy vocal, and you know, just him with the, once the chorus kicks in, you know, he pops on that rhythm guitar, and that's a very Chino move, I would say. You know, but I like this. I love, you know. Their record, like, what is it? Everything Was Sound. That was just a game changer for me. Sound. Like, yeah, you know, it's like such a cool, like, but they're definitely leaning into that more melodic direction. And I like this. I do like this too. I like that they have a lot of diversity to what they could do.
But let's keep watching.
I'm glad I talked over all of that.
Whack ass.
See what I'm saying? You know what? If I keep eating every day, I might look just like him.
This fool shows up today. This fool has the audacity. He shows up today. He's like, oh, my shirt's just shrinking. I'm like, yeah, that's the problem, dude.
If I keep going in the same direction, I might be drumming for
this. That is full blown future fat guy logic, dude. That's future fat guy logic. It's like, dude, my shirt, I don't know what it is about all my clothes that they're shrinking, dude. I guess it's old. Maybe it's the detergent I'm using.
No.
I'll switch up my detergent.
The reason why I said that is because my shirt ended up with my nephew's clothes and they dry all their shirts. I don't. I hang all my black shirts because I don't like them to shrink. So it actually did shrink, but also I am getting fatter. So I'm not gonna deny that, you know.
So you're what you're saying is it could be one of three things. It could be that your shirt shrank.
Yeah.
It could be that it's a combination of the shirt slightly shrinking and you getting fatter, or it could just be that you're getting fatter. Now, if you look at the common denominators on there, it's just that you're getting fatter, bro.
No, I don't think it's totally that, though. But then again, I could be wrong.
I appreciate the optimist in you.
Go through his debit card transactions, dude. It's going to be all Del Taco, dude.
It was Del Taco twice this week.
I love that you definitely ran that number down from 4 to 2.
Fucking hopeless. You're hopeless.
All right, so what's our final opinion of this song? Well, I haven't heard it enough.
I talked a lot through it. I made fun of the drummer. I like Silent Planet. I like them. I don't mean to make fun. I do really listen to these guys, and I really do like them. They got a very good sound, a big sound. Big instrumentation and a big drummer. Let's go. The video is really nice.
Yeah, they went to a director who knows what he's doing. But also, like I said, it reeks of that A24.
Like, it really does.
Look at that. That's straight out of fucking Midsommar right there. What do you think of Garrett as a vocalist, Johnny?
I do like his lyrical content. I think he's pretty good. This song doesn't show the things that I like about.
That's what I was kind of trying to get at. Is it doesn't showcase all the things he's amazing at?
Can I red flag something?
Go ahead.
This is coming from a producer, and I, you know, you producers out there, I know you be making motherfuckers sound way better than they should be. Let's fucking face it. I mean, if those they you got do, you shit do that artists with me. Out there,
you do that with me every song.
Yo, artists out there, if these, you know, when you work with people, make sure you get your masters back because they know what you sound like. You know what I mean? They know what you sound like. So hey, just saying. By the way, on a side note, this guy, great. I love the melodies. It's a cool concept. Everything is cool about it. Red flag for me is how stacked that vocal chain is. Holy shit.
Don't disagree. I hate to say it, but that's everything with that style to it, with the breathy style. You're looking at like doubles and maybe triples, and
but I'm saying
all this.
But that's the difference, though. Like, I mean, you can hear the singers that can sing. They don't got to do that. It's like their vocal is like literally. But
it's, I feel like it's a little bit of an evolution of, you know, how to be making music. You know, how people can be challenged to sound better. You know, I know for a fact there's things that when I recorded them and I tracked them, and I did do some like production techniques to make my voice sound better. It's a challenge to get myself to do it live, but I'll meet that challenge now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where it's like it pulled a little bit more out of me to be better, or to have more of a stack of talent behind, you know, what I could do in the moment and live. And yeah, I definitely agree with you that there's tactics out there getting used that you cannot replicate live and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like with this song, you definitely hear a lot of the production and the vocals and stuff. But you know, speaking to what me and Johnny were talking about before, with, you know, it being kind of not, this song not being a great showcase for Garrett's talents, like his shouting is like the way that fool shouts, like at the top of his lungs, kind of whether it's like the correct way to do it, you know, on paper or not, it makes for very exciting songs. You know what I mean? And this song, I would say he's leaning more into like those tactics, production tactics and stuff, and then instead of showing off the things that are really kind of amazing about his voice. That's my take on it. But yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from.
No, yeah, I mean that just coming from like, I mean, the obviously the analytical side of it. The listenership of this track is really good. I think the listenership of this track is great. You know what I mean? Like, obviously it was very well produced for sure. You know what I mean? Because like you can tell there's a lot of behind the scenes decisions that make the track what it is. So I have a different respect for it for sure. It sounds great.
No, it's in it. And that's the thing. That's a big hard time that I have with like me. Like, you know me. You've worked with on songs with me. Like, I'm kind of a minimalist with what I do. I keep it a little punk rock. I like production. I like synthesizers and orchestral elements and stuff. But I like to just, you know, keep things raw. We were talking about, you know, Cherry Coyote and how, like, you know, you kind of wouldn't mind keeping that a jammier band, not relying on a live click.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Keeping things like vital and organic. I like the idea of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like the idea of that kind of music. And it's thanks to production like this, it's disappearing more and more, I feel like. Am I crazy?
Well, yeah, the expectations has definitely changed. I mean, where that initially started from was when multimedia changed, the way they started filming stuff, you know what I mean? It's very apparent in television now, like to how all these scenes are cut and the type of music they got to have this continual stream of like stuff to sell something. You know what I mean? Just because it is television and
it's a business. It's a business.
But by proxy, since the music industry had to
keep going, I'm going to get another drink.
So as the music industry had to keep going towards that direction of appeasing the bigwigs in the multimedia
big these big conglomerates of networks and such.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. The music industry had to change for the video side of multimedia, and by that happening, like the only way to express ourselves now has become, we have to appease the these gatekeepers now. You know what I mean? We have to go through their channels now. We can't just.
Well, if you want a specific level of success, or if you want to turn it into that kind of business, if you want it to be that sort of thing for you, you know, you want it to be relatively successful. That's the thing that's kind of dooming with being in a band, and it's always like such a disheartening thing. Because let's say you put in the full 2 years, like the year to write a great record, the year to record a great record, and then you tour on that record, right? And then, well, guess what? The time has kind of come. You know, you got to do that again. The time has kind of jizzed. I mean, come, but no. No, but basically you do all that work for a cycle that lasts you about, like, maybe if you're a good band, you could stretch 3 to 4 years out of that cycle, out of a whole record, all that effort you put in, and then you got to restart. You got to do it again. And that's kind of changed with the modern industry and the single culture, where you're just putting out a single here and there, right? But you have more of a fickle audience that you're presenting this to, so it's even less like lasting. All that hard work that you're doing is getting even less payoff. And it's when you have to, like you said, cater to it like a business and then grow, keep on evolving a style that reaches more and more listeners. It really does fucking affect, you know?
Well, what I was going to get to was that just because we end up liking new stuff that comes out and that do follow those guidelines, we end up liking stuff that do follow those guidelines. In some sense, we start to like it. We start creating stuff that sounds like it.
Yeah. It's the trend.
And the original nature before we started appeasing these bigger multimedia conglomerates out there, before we had to start, especially on the
abiding by an algorithm.
Yes, when one thing affects the other, you know what I mean? Because music's, I mean, you can listen to stuff from the 60s, dude. That shit was like,
I do, I can and do.
And how free do those melodies feel?
Yeah, and that's a big part of, like, where, you know, we talk about, like, we're to bring it full circle with the, you know, talking about jamming bands and stuff, where it's like we just get in a room and let things ride and see how good that feels. And sometimes, guess what? Because of how hard that is, it's like, so I'll just ride up the middle. But when you get a good one, it's like fucking good. And then everyone is able to memorize those melodies in the moment because they were so good. That's like the legitimate most challenging, refining process for melody writing and creating good music. You get the world's best bass player, the world's best drummer, the world's best singers and guitar players all in one room, and you tell them to write a song, right? And they have all the information they need. They have all the knowledge they need. You tell them to write a song, workshop a song together in less than an hour. You know, you'll get something good, but you're still not going to get something that those musicians are happy with. Does that make sense? Because there's a whole refining process to doing it live like that, that takes hours, takes days, takes a lot of effort sometimes. But nowadays you could just do it all in a studio, and you could, you know, have an automated drummer, and you could program the bass and then do what you think. And that, to me, it doesn't turn out as raw quality stuff. You know what I mean? That you could get from that refining process of doing it live with really talented people, you know?
I feel that.
How do we even start on that, dude? We went on fucking...
I don't know.
We went hard on that shit.
No, we were just talking.
You got Anthony on the mic and that's it.
Well, this guy too. Over. He was fucking going.
What was I was just saying nothing, dude.
See, you can't do this.
We gotta remember, you listen to music in two dimensions. So.
Fuck you guys.
I mean, as the show goes on, I mean, it's becoming more and more apparent that's true.
Honestly, I have a direct reference here that I'm not the most chauvinistic member of the podcast here. There, according to Johnny, your witness to this, we were talking about this off mic a little earlier, there is man metal. And there's girl music. That's How does true, that go, though. Johnny? Explain that to us.
Okay, so basically there's music, right? You take Killswitch Engage, that's man metal, right? That's like on the cusp of you getting into Asking Alexandria and Bullet for My Valentine, which is chick music. That's all I'm saying. Am I wrong about that?
So look at the audiences. Follow the numbers.
No, what I think it is, I think you get that perception from. Wow. I mean, because that more appeals to more of the scene kids. Yeah. So you're probably seeing scene guys with their long hair. You probably think it's all girls. Chicks.
Well, they are chicks.
He's like looking out into the audience. He's like, honestly, she's pretty cute. And that's definitely a dude.
Oh, he's
definitely
got a mustache.
It's like 75% of that audience is probably guys, dude.
Probably. I don't know what that's about, though.
It's honestly, I think everybody in the Asking Alexandria hair, like, camp likes that hair. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's maybe a big part of it. If you like that hair, girl or boy, you're going to rock that hair, and you're going to look like Danny Worsnop, you know?
Well, it's gay, so. All right, let's go back to this and see what this chick is crying about.
Well, no, let's move on. We did Silent Planet for, like, a good 20 minutes.
It's all right.
Oh, like now they get part. Heavy, and yeah, right when I say move on,
it's gonna like break down.
You know what I like about this, though?
There we are. That's my old. That's what I'm used to.
Oh. Now, okay. Now I'm digging it.
Now this is sex music to me. Can I just say that?
Yeah, for real.
This is good sex music.
Yep.
I don't know if that's what they're going for, but ooh, can I say?
You're right. The drummer's killing it, dude.
Now that's the Garrett I'm used to. I love how he shouts, dude, at the top of his lungs. Yeah, me too. You feel it, dude.
I love the kind of spoken word type of vocals.
Yeah. It's like the same reason I respect really good rappers is the verbosity of what they do. And he has that, and also he's just shouting.
Yeah. I like it.
It's very good.
I like it. I like it. All right. Cool.
So that's one. Let's go to our topics real quick. Johnny is queer.
That is not true, guys. I am not.
Is that a typo?
Why do you have such a sound of desperation when you say that?
Can we see the topics? I don't think you can see it from this angle, but it does say that I'm queer on there, and I'm telling you, I'm only a little bit, not a lot.
Oh, no, you know what? That is a typo. It says viral music. Let's go to viral music, Johnny. Music.
Okay, we could do that. Did one of these say that, yeah?
Yeah. It's the, what is it, Oxygen? Oh, shoot, I remember the name. It was a Spotify link. It was on Spotify. You had it.
Sheesh, on Spotify. I'm not even on there. And again, what's on the left?
It's one that says One Heart.
One Heart. That's what it was. I just remember the O. So I did that. How do you guys? Do you guys know how to do that?
The song Snowfall.
Where it's like, I want that to be in my logo. Where it's like one character is special. It's not the normal O. How do you fucking do that?
You can actually Google that and do that.
Man,
yeah, that's actually a font. Or a form of text you can just copy and paste, because they even have the ones that look like music notes.
Yeah.
See, I am not very tech savvy. These are the boys. These are them boys right here. Them boys.
Yeah, you guys all know.
Dude,
this song.
I want to go for a bike ride as soon as I hear something like this.
So this song.
Yeah, dude.
So
now I'm take me to the hills. Now a little fog.
Guys.
No, but this is one of those we were talking about last episode about songs that make you feel depressed.
Like you would, this would be a moment where
it's like, and that's what's cool about. So this song, in case you guys don't know, on Spotify, you can probably see it on the screen. It's well over half a billion listens.
And half a billion with a B.
That's on Spotify. But this
is a song that's been heard by. If you just go off of genuine statistics, it's statistically probable that half of the people on the planet have heard this song. If you really go by statistics, let's say half a billion, right? Is there some repeat in there? You know what I mean? But we have 9.5 billion, close to half a billion plays. relatively, that means
so
that.
Let's talk about something deeper. When you listen to this, where do you think it brought? Just by it being so viral, where do you think it brought us culturally?
Well, okay, so you were explaining
as a human race.
The TikTok, right? This came through TikTok, correct? Like, this is how you, is that how you discovered it? Or you?
It just started popping up everywhere.
Okay.
On more like feeds that you want
to
like.
So I think there's a relatability to certain chord progressions, right? We see that in modern pop music. We see that there's the same, you know, C, G, A, you know, chord production, you know, that are chord progression in, you know, like some modern pop song, whether it's country or a, you know, dance song, whatever. But this, I think the extra relatability is that that's a form of music that everybody can, it's palatable to everybody because there's no vocals involved. And you could add, it's basically, it's emotionally evocative without any point. So you could add the point for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why it could go behind whatever TikTok video that you're trying to make it seem deep. That's the best way I would say that, is that without any words, that is the emotional evocation of deep. That song, in particular.
It's like when you think about deep, the word, in context of like thinking deeply,
yeah, and
or
music,
like
that's
that.
Something that melodically relates in anyone's head to that,
right? And I think you're correct about that, and I think what supported that and what helped push that is people making the TikTok videos with that, you know, with that in mind, because usually when
that's
you
where I get the idea is that you could put that song to a song about golf and then make the message like never give up, and it'll still seem pretty deep. But then you could also put it to like visuals of a dark ocean, and then you know, words that say how to fight your depression. You know what I mean? And it works on all those levels. And I think that's going to be a trend we see in future music, dude. Where it's like there's instrumental music's going to kind of come back in popularity for that, because it's going to be you're going to be able to make your own message to it.
Right, and it's crazy because if you look at this, it's just a loop of literally a couple chords, and that's it. It's so simplistic.
Yep.
But it just gives the right type of emotion to portray, you know, what we're talking about, about being deep.
So, Johnny.
Yeah.
I want to hear your opinion on this.
Okay.
Based off of what we just said, where do you think stuff like that, just because we have like tracks like this that you can put your own narrative behind it.
Right.
How do you think it affected us as a species?
As a species?
Because of how viral it is. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. I think with the way that social media is, it's really relative, but then also, what's the word? Like intriguing when you see the videos with this type of song. I think the videos also support it. I think if it was just the song and it never was on TikTok, it might be a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly. I would absolutely agree with that. There's songs that are very, very similar to this that I could share and be like, if they were destroyed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
distributed in the same way that as this was distributed through TikTok, through that viral, that little viral highway that they were able to ride, then things would have been different for that song or that artist. This is a really good example that Mick brought of something where it's like you use, how many albums does this artist have? How many albums? Can you look that up real quick? Like how many albums? You use something of it's basically how the loop of the song, right, was probably under 30 seconds that went viral.
About 30 seconds. It looks like about two albums.
Okay, so two albums of a material.
2020 and 2023.
Okay, and there I'm assuming maybe I'm not correct here, but I'm assuming most of it's very similar material.
Probably.
Ambient, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so in those two albums, you got 2 billion or 5 billion listens, right?
Yeah.
Or no, wait.
500,000.
Half a billion. That's what it is. So in those two albums, probably mostly from the same clip from TikTok.
Yeah.
Getting that listen. And it just shows you the level of fickleness of as listeners or people who want to be entertained that we have here. You know, it's a little fickle that we have because we are emotionally evoked by things like this, and then we'll attach ourselves to it, and then on to the next.
So can I show you guys just as a parallel to this? Johnny, can you pull up this artist on Spotify? She goes by Mrs. Jinx.
Okay.
I'm hoping she's not white.
You can argue.
That's a racist name if she's white. I'm just going to say it.
She's obviously not as big as the other.
Oh no, she's white.
She's definitely white.
She's actually from the UK. Uh-huh. There's an album called Shark Carousel.
I see it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Play that one.
That looks more like an octopus carousel. So just saying,
right along the same genre.
Okay.
But it doesn't.
What genre would you say this is?
This is just ambient. It's just electronic ambient,
like dreamscape.
Ominous.
Yeah,
yeah. I
would say this is dreamscape or soundscape, maybe.
Are you gonna start splitting hairs, Johnny? You're big on splitting hairs in this kind of genre of music.
Okay, so
I got a lot of split ends.
Because I feel. Because this has the same...
If you put energy. This through that channel of like, let's say we're going to put this to a motivational video, give you the opportunity to remix it and then put it to your motivational... Yeah, of course, more people are going to hear it. That's speaking to your like main point, what you're trying to get at initially, mm-hmm. is that like you don't even need to do all this groundwork to do all this stuff. You just have to find the right highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And TikTok is a huge highway right now.
That was literally like 30 seconds, that song. 58 seconds.
Hey, I like crazy. A short song, though. I think that's underrated, dude.
I don't mind it.
Check this track out. This track's fucking sick. When the fucking drums kick in.
I love stuff like this, man.
Yeah, I could dig it. When I'm sleeping, this is the shit.
Either that, cleaning up your apartment, watering, gardening, you know?
Anything zen?
Yes.
This is perfect. Okay.
Shark Carousel. That's the name of this record?
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of
Mrs. Jinx.
MRS JYNX.
Okay. Still an alarming artist name for me, but it's okay. I'm not going to hold on to it.
It sort of reminds me of like a menu, a video game menu of like
okay, I see that.
Like Sims or some shit.
You
like want
to know something? You want to know something absolutely crazy?
Yeah.
And to this day, I'll still go listen to the Final Fantasy X soundtrack. You know what I mean? But when I was younger, like I would go, like I had a separate save file on my PS2, where you could go to the Final Fantasy X, like their like arena or whatever, and you could just listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I would just let that play, and I would fall asleep to that. And I would just let that play, and like so. There's like a file somewhere on one of my PS2 memory cards that is like, it's like 30,000 hours or something, where it was just me like listening to the soundtrack over and over again.
So there's this website, Zophar .net. Every video game soundtrack.
I love video game music, dude.
Yeah.
I love video. I think when you break things down to 8-bit sound. Wow, that rhymed. I didn't intend for that to happen. But
sweet.
Sick. Got bars.
Sick, dude.
Sick bars, bro. Anyways, bro. When you break things down to that level, right? Just the for simplicity of our ears, it's like writing music on piano, how it's easy melodically. But when you have 8-bit, you could get real complicated with it because everything, the tones are so simple. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No.
I feel like when you write in 8-bit stuff, it's like you could write like crazy harmonies, crazy melodies.
There's only,
like
there's only a certain number of things you can make sound like what on there. So it's just like that's
you have to use your creativity.
The complexity of like, oh, what instrument do I use? What all this other stuff?
Yeah, it disappears.
You just got 8-bit synth, you know, sine waves. That's all you got to work with, dude.
Yeah.
And
that makes for very cool, creative melody. That's why we all love our video game music, dude. Is those you know, writers were forced to be creative. They didn't have all this other stuff to lean on. They just had to be creative with what they had and then make the melody be the coolest part, you know?
And all the snare drums are just white noise.
Hey, you know what? Actually, that's a good segue. Bring in the drummer. Bring that guy up. The guy who does the drum effects.
That guy. All right.
Yeah, dude. That's a great segue.
You want to bring him back up?
No, not.
Oh, no. I thought
you dickhead.
You said the drummer.
No, there's another drummer that we were talking about that does like the effects. I believe his name is like Romas.
Romas, yeah. Is he not on here? You didn't send the fucking thing, dude.
It should be on the. I sent it to the chat. It was up. It was somewhere in there.
I didn't close it. I'll find it.
Man, you slow. There we go. You got it. He found it. This guy's wild.
I maybe found it.
I'm going to do a post-production. I'm going to add a bunch of
sound effects.
Fucking funny ass sound clips and shit.
Can you just give me this one? The one from it's one of the Star Trek movies and it's Patrick Stewart. You're going, "No! No!"
I can find it right now.
Yeah, find the Patrick Stewart. No, it'll pop up.
I can't find this.
You really can't find this fool? I'll send it back to the chat. Are you in the chat?
The chat here. You bitch.
Here, I got it. I'll just fucking
airdrop it.
Airdrop it.
Cause
Obi-Wan. No, sir.
Do you want to play the Obi-Wan clip in the interim?
That one's not even in here either. You never sent it.
No,
it is sent. I was up there. It was nope. There.
Never in here. You guys hear what I'm saying? Never in here.
Look at my downloads folder.
Bitch.
No. Go on the.
I know you did have to restart, fine.
Go on the browser history, bitch.
I am trying,
but guys.
Said the browser history?
He said the browser history.
It's one of the last few pages loaded, dude.
How do I get to the browser history?
On the top left versus
Oh boy. He's even worse than me. Didn't think it was possible.
Nope. I'll see it earlier today. Alright, let's see. Nope. You guys never sent it. Super blue.
It was literally on there.
It was on for IG, right?
Never was on there.
Oh my God, this guy. Well, he restarted the browser. He restarted the browser. So
didn't do that either.
Oh boy,
your worst board bitch ever.
I never did it.
Sorry guys. This episode.
So I guess we don't have the drummer who does the effects, and we don't have the clip of Owen Lars from Star Wars grabbing
just relax,
that lady's pussy. I mean, crotch.
I'm just on TikTok. You said pussy and then crotch.
That's better, right? That's a good way to correct
it. Is it Romas or Roma?
Oh, dude.
With an S.
Tony Roma?
I already did all this stuff. And you're asking me to do it again. So.
Either you do it or you don't, dude. I don't know what to tell you, all right?
Okay. How do I send it to the computer? How do I send it to that?
Just airdrop.
Airdrop it? There's the Owen. There's the Rise of Science.
I don't know why we can't just find it. It's not pulling up at all.
That is weird. I don't know if it is called Romas. I really don't know if that's the drummer. But
Jesus.
It's fine. We'll move on from that. Go to the Rise of Science. Let's do that. Let's get into the creepy segment. We're going spooky.
We didn't even go over mix song.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Well, we're going to talk about the plot in you, but we talked about Silent Planet for like 30 minutes. We're good.
Yeah, but I want to see Tom McDonald.
Oh, dude. Okay, yeah, Shapiro. Dude, Tom McDonald. That's your job. You should have played that while we were looking.
Oh, gosh. You guys are pieces of shit. You guys know that? All right. This is the one that I brought to the table. I have not seen this yet, but I've seen a lot of stuff about it. I'm a huge Tom McDonald fan, and I do follow a lot of Shapiro and what he talks about. I do like this guy. So I'm just curious. Let's see what we got here.
I bet you Ben Shapiro talks faster than this fool raps. I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go broke, no hope is pathetic. Pro-choice pronouns, pro-love, you're progressive. But you ain't pro-gun, no wonder protected. Where the American flags at? Remember when people would hang those? They've been taken down, they all been replaced with BLM flags or a rainbow.
Sheesh!
Money, cars, and clothes. We ain't selling drugs, we ain't gonna overdose. We ain't pushing guns, ain't promoting stripper poles.
I'm not going to say I don't relate to that message, man. Does he rap in this? Does Ben Shapiro rap in this?
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to fucking lose my mind right now. Oh my God. Let's go.
I haven't seen it, but this is what I heard.
I'm about to lose my shit.
But what I like about this, Tom McDonald's girlfriend, Nova Rockefeller is her artist name. She does all his music videos, all of them, and they're all very high quality. And this is one of the reasons why I like this guy, because he does everything himself. He writes all the music.
Nobody wants everything. To work with his racist ass. No,
he mixes everything and then he sends it out for mastering. But he does everything else himself, which is pretty dope. He's like truly independent.
It's a cool,
which is
awesome. It's a cool work ethic.
Yeah, for sure. Dope. I mean, he was dropping shit like
the fact
constantly.
That I'm looking at the words "feet Ben Shapiro" right now is blowing my mind. I'm so going. Good. I'm about to go nuts right now, dude.
All right, let's keep it going, man. Let's keep it going.
Oh no.
This is my guy, bro. I listen to all his shit. Very political all the time. I love it. Let's just keep it real facts. Don't care how you feel, man. If you want my pronouns, I'm the man. I'm the man who don't respect. Let's look at the stats. I got the facts. My money like Lizzo, my pockets are fat. Homie, I'm epic. Don't be a whap. Dog, it's a
oh my God. Look at my job. You're blowing money on strippers and cars. You going.
He said it's a yarmulke.
He sounds like Ben Shapiro, I'll tell you that.
He's doing it. He probably
He's doing the Ben Shiro
it.
Thing.
I'm sure he didn't
they
write it.
They should have let him do more of a free form, like just go on a rant, like fuck it. Because that's his strong suit, I will admit.
That's
like
true.
I've I don't know. I'm not hyper political. I really am not. But when I'm very pro logic, I'm very pro rationale, and when there's undeniable logic behind certain stuff, that's just where I land on it. I don't know what else to say about it.
Word.
And sometimes he makes fucking this killer points about how we're prioritizing weird stuff over, you know, like, you know, human rights issues over like political issues. It's kind of strange to watch, and you don't want to be the dissenting voice, but he's the guy with the balls to do it, I guess.
That's
you know?
True. That's true. Let's see what else he has to say. Television dog, no one knows who you are. Keep hating on me on the internet. My comment section all woke Karens, and I make racks off compound interest. I'll live with your parents. Nikki takes
all my people download this. Let's get a billboard number one. This ain't
rap. Sheesh, hitting the bars.
I'm not gonna call those bars, dude. Honestly, that's one of the worst rap performances I've heard in the last 30 years.
It was all
but,
dull
but
shit.
Honestly, like, I'm not gonna trash him for that.
They didn't have any doubles, usable doubles.
Hey, pause the song real quick. As a producer, Mick, working with Ben Shapiro, what do you think that would be like, bro?
Well, I probably would have made
producing
him sound better.
Him? Yeah.
I would have made him sound better than that. Holy
right?
shit.
So robotic.
But, I mean, He knows his sound.
Exactly. See? He knows what he was looking
for. He's just like, what do I do with Ben Shapiro?
Here, dude, you know what you need to do is pull up.
Ben Shapiro's a
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? Estás justo a tiempo. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Old guy, just in general. So that's exactly how you would think he would rap, you know what I mean?
I would have mixed that shit tight.
Honestly, I was expecting more of a little Dicky, like Lil Dicky kind of style, like verbose, like, but he ended up doing like that straight up, like the rhythmic.
The broadcaster fucking rapper. Yeah.
I got the bars. I go to bars. So you're going to bar. I'm going to bar. Like, it's like, no, we don't want rhymes out of you. Give us facts. You're good at that part.
That's true. That was pretty good. I like it.
The song's not terrible. And honestly, like I said, I'm gonna go gray on this issue and be like, I don't disagree with what they say sometimes, and sometimes it's hard to stand behind.
All right, Mickey, what did you bring? Did you want to go to that, or you want to go to?
I don't know. Even what did I bring up?
I don't fucking know, dude. In the plot in.
That's me, fool. Oh, that's I thought the plot in you. You never heard of the plot in you?
Mine was Silent Planet.
Oh, yours was Silent Planet?
Yeah,
oh,
his was okay. Silent Planet, fool.
Do you want to go to that, or you want to go with somebody that you don't agree with?
Who do I not agree with?
With this guy. No, not that. This guy.
Oh, dude, no. Okay, so do that real quick. I'll vamp. I'll cover. Okay. I'll read about this story. I'll explain the whole story.
A man arrested for fatally stabbing father, wounding mother in Forsyth County.
Okay, so this is the story of a young man named Catlin Boswell.
I'm pretty sure it's Caitlin.
No, it's...
Maybe he... No, like, listen real quick. Maybe he goes by he, she. You know what I'm saying?
No, there's no I. And it's C-A-T-L-A.
I'm pretty sure it's Caitlin.
Okay, so Caitlin Boswell.
No, I gotta give me those bro nouns.
from Chatsworth, right? He was in a band. Do me a favor, Johnny, while I do this, pull up The Rise of Science KC on YouTube, and we could give their music a listen. But there was a band that was signed to Rise Records in, I would have to say, 2007, 8, 9. That's my best guess.
So remember that face.
Yeah, you see that face.
What's the band?
It's The Rise of Science, and the album is called KC. You should be able to pull a full album playthrough like right up.
KC?
Yeah, KC.
Okay.
You'll see a burning house is the yeah, there you go.
There's no music videos?
They do have a music video if you want to play it. It's that third one there.
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah.
Let's see the man.
In context
let's
here.
Let's see the man himself that murdered his family.
I wouldn't say this is their best song. They have some good songs, but...
Kind of has a Portugal the Man kind of feel.
Yeah, it's a very proggy. Do you remember what is it? Letters from Russia. Oh shit.
Closure in Moscow.
Closure in Moscow. There you go. It's right in that wheelhouse. Very proggy. But the thing is, the fact of the matter is, and I won't ever not say this as a thing, the musicians were talented. The lead singer, the man in question here, Catlin Boswell, was like a guitarist and pianist, and would sing. They sing these super high parts. His twin brother is actually in the band. He's the bassist. So,
okay. Well, the singer is pretty talented because it's hard to kill your parents.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, you got to have some talent for
that. I wouldn't categorize that as talent just because it's difficult to do. Is that what talent is? It's like, you do difficult things?
No, okay, let me explain myself here. So what I'm saying is, it's talented, in my opinion, to get yourself to a point where you don't care about nothing and you don't care about your parents so much that you want to murder them. That's pretty talented because he went to a level of.
We need to discuss with Johnny his definitions of talent.
You know? I'm just saying it's talented to get your mindset to that way.
The absolute pinnacle of talent, Van Gogh cutting off his ear. That's a talented man right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree because that must have been hard to do.
I was being sarcastic.
No, honestly, that would be hard to do. Can you physically hurt yourself in the way of cutting your ear off?
Having a psychotic break in relating to talent. What the fuck, dude?
Okay, so I'm you guys got saying. A little bit of the context of the music. Like I said, okay. This is my favorite song by them. It's not great. They have some better songs. But so this guy has a twin brother in the band. And this is probably a couple years after this record happened. They do their tour. I'm not sure exactly what happens in the interim, but the band, you know, they go their ways. The bassist, his brother, becomes a successful banker, I believe it is, something like that. Everyone's moved on except for this guy, and he full-blown ends up... stabbing his parents, he killed his dad, and I think attempted to kill his mom, or thought he killed his mom and fled, and then she made the call and was rescued.
I suspect drugs are involved.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised. But every bit of research I put into this, I feel like this is like a rich kid who didn't want to like grow up, and everybody else around him grew up, and he was like, I don't want to. I'm going to kill my mom and my dad.
He used to like break the TV when they didn't update his fucking PlayStation network, his PlayStation subscription.
Mom, like, I told you I don't eat Cool Ranch Doritos. I only do the nacho cheese.
The spicy nacho.
Then, or a regular nacho if I'm desperate.
And then the rise of science came around.
But yeah, no, I think that sucks, so man. Okay, so you
it's
got
more
this,
like rise of a murderer. Go ahead.
You got these, you know, talented musicians, right?
Yeah.
And now this whole thing is kind of sullied by the idea.
If you think about it, murder is science.
Right.
Are you talking about like eugenics?
No, I'm talking about the knife going through, breaking cells.
I mean, if you think about it, everything is body. Science.
Wow.
Yeah, if you want to get that eclectic about it, yeah, everything is fucking science. Hey, right. Happy science.
I love
I'm getting drunk right now.
Happy. I'm going to make up a word right
happy
now.
Happy science.
I'm going to make up a word right now.
Yeah.
That plays off eclectic.
Yeah.
Eclecticy.
Eclecticy?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, did we just invent a new drug?
Guys,
stay with me. All right, instead of ecstasy making you enjoy everything, right? It just makes you think everything is super weird.
If you guys are interested in some eclecticy,
you want some eclecticy? What does that make me feel like? Well, it just makes you look at stuff differently.
Just kidding. Just kidding, guys.
All right. So, what else about?
But yeah, no. I just thought that was
Charles Manson. Are we talking about
here? Nobody talks about this, right? And everyone's into like all the murder mysteries and stuff. I just thought that was super fascinating.
I don't think it was a mystery.
There was no mystery to that. They literally caught him immediately or whatever. But I thought that was super fascinating. The idea of this like musician, you know, talented musician, just
Losing his shit.
He's also talented because he was able to coerce a bunch of people to joining his cult and feeding him the Jesus juice.
This is not Charles. You realize this is not Charles Manson?
Oh, it's not?
It's not Charles.
Okay. I mean, this was a young Charles Manson.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a different guy. This happened in 2007, 8, 9, 10.
If I was born with pubic hair.
You guys didn't say that.
Growing out of my head.
I did
like
forget
that.
To say that this was not Charles Manson. I apologize.
Charlie!
I heard he likes to go by Chuck. I don't know. That's what I heard.
You guys ever heard his music? It's crazy.
Charles Manson's?
Yeah.
No, play that.
You never heard his music?
It's terrible.
Okay, no, my nephews when they were doing when my nephews were doing like hip hop stuff, they brought me like clips of like his like audio like interviews and stuff. I never heard his music.
Dude, his music sounds like fucking straight up like CIA drugs.
Crazy.
CIA,
Charlie Manson. You're telling me that's not the same guy, dude, as this guy right here.
You know what it is? I'm wrong. It is. Actually, I take it back. I thought, I guess the guy is, his name is different.
Oh my God, he got reincarnated, dude.
That's why he murdered his parents. It makes sense. Look at him.
That's Charles Manson singing?
Yeah.
Damn, he sings better than I do. Fuck.
Well, that's not hard to do, but let's continue to listen to it.
I know it's not, but it doesn't make me feel any better.
Now let's drink the Kool-Aid.
It's actually pretty sick, honestly.
Dude, I want to hang out in a gas station in like the middle of, you know, Nevada.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to this song. You need your gas pump.
He was, what, 20 years old?
Something when like that. When he did all this?
Right?
It just shows you how stupid people are to be convinced by a 20-year-old. You guys vamp. I got to piss. Oh, my God.
This is actually pretty dope. I'm not even joking. I actually like it.
Charles. I'm gonna kick your ass, Charles.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
They even remember they did that fucking bit in the X-Men movie? Dude, I was like, oh, that come was on. So funny, when though. They did that, I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my gosh.
It was great, but it was also very cringy at the same time. Yeah, but it was cool.
That was the most played out thing by that time. and they did a bit on it. It's like, geez.
Pretty great, though. Pretty great.
What's up, Charlie? How much you charge for features, dude?
Dude, I would love to get him in a feature.
Charles Manson for a feature.
Charles Manson did pass away.
Dude, he's super long.
This guy might not be dead though. We can get him play it off as Charles Manson.
And he's actually a better singer. I'm gonna be honest.
He might be a better singer.
No, my nephews, they were doing like a hip hop project for a minute, and they used a lot of Charles Manson clips.
Nice.
I don't know what that says to, you know, their style, but
probably something I would listen to.
Honestly, it wasn't bad.
Charlie!
When I heard it back, it wasn't bad.
Charlie! Charles, no.
Hello, Charles.
That was the best shit, dude.
Cheer up, Charlie.
You remember that? The juggernaut?
The X-Men?
The juggernaut?
Voiceovers?
Voiceover? Juggernaut, no. Remember the Juggernaut bitch?
Oh, man.
Dude. Juggernaut bitch? What is that?
What?
Dude, I love X-Men. What are you guys talking about? Juggernaut bitch?
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
You love X-Men and you haven't seen this?
I love X-Men unironically. If you guys are here to poke fun.
Dude, full screen that shit, dude.
Wait,
what's
this one?
Full screen it. Put it on the...
Okay, I have seen this. I know what you're talking about now. Juggernaut, bitch!
Oh, whip your ass.
I haven't seen this in years, dude.
I must have forgot.
Shut the fuck up, Charles. You know who the fuck I am?
Oh, no. My face.
Juggernaut.
Charles. Charles,
I'm tripping off acid. I could just make shit like this all
classic,
day.
Classic, dude.
Help you out, motherfucker. That was my $50. You know? Fucking angel suit. Don't you see what the fuck
I'm wearing? Juggernaut, bitch.
Juggernaut, bitch.
It's great. It's fucking pretty great.
Good. It's pretty love good.
It. I love it.
How old
I
is that video? I love it,
dude. Let's see. 7 years ago?
Oh, I my feel like God. It was more. I feel so old.
No, way older, way longer than that.
I'm sure it's the first time it was on million. YouTube or something.
No, that was like E-Bomb's World.
Yeah, that was like old as fuck, bro. Yeah,
E-Bomb's World was tight.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, do you remember Homestar Runner?
Those guys Homestar did do G.I. Joe, too.
That's do you guys remember that?
Huh?
You don't remember Homestar Runner? Strong Bad Emails? None of that? Homestar
Runner.
No. Bro. What? That was like, dude, once you said E-Bomb's World, that's the first thing I thought of.
Wait, which one?
Okay, go Strong Bad Emails.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You dude. Do know, dude. You know it. You fucking know it, dude. Okay, I got this email and I deleted.
Is it this you, one?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's that. There's the second one's fine. This, yeah, I remember the guy. Shit. There you I go, dude. I remember the guy. You don't remember this, Mick?
I remember the guy, for sure. We're taking a E-Bomb's World rabbit hole right now.
You don't remember this shit?
Dear Strong Bad, do you take your wrestling mat?
Oh, this what?
Before you go to bed? Sincerely, Abdi LaRue, San Diego, California. Do you take off your face and hands before you go to bed? And if so, are you some kind of they don't get any real exercise?
How are them kids gonna order any butt pads? They don't hustle it out.
I don't think butt pads are part of the approved curriculum.
That's enough. That's fine. I just wonder. You don't remember this shit? Did you remember watching this shit?
Yeah.
That's high school all day.
That shit's fucking great, dude. E-Bomb's World was literally the best.
Who here besides me?
Fucking Stickman Death.
Yeah. Dude, that was so tight.
Do you remember ass titties?
Ass titties. Yeah, no.
Star Wars kid.
What? Oh, dude.
Oh, no. Yeah, you remember the Star Wars kid?
He was did anybody here write their first song on Punk-O-Matic? You guys remember Punk-O-Matic?
Oh, yeah.
I remember, but I didn't do that.
You used to have to create the name and shit?
Yeah, well, you have to, okay, so it's like...
It was like a Shockwave
program?
It's
like a set of like 10 like pre-programmed guitar progressions, 10 pre-programmed bass lines, 10 pre-programmed drum loops, and then you put them all together and you can make yourself a song. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude, that shit was so tight. I'm going to make my next album is going to be all Punk-O-Matic songs. It's going to be all written through Punk-O-Matic.
I'm just going to play Parappa the Rapper live.
Punch, it's all in the mind.
Deep do you fucking test cut,
me?
Dude.
I'm sure you find me the third.
Why does he know all the lyrics?
Because that game was fucking awesome. That game was fucking awesome. This guy. That's front, Mick.
That's literally how I learned Parappa.
What is wrong with you, Johnny?
Hey, yo, true. Is literally how I learned how to keep rhythm, dude. As a kid.
Honestly, you want to talk about predating fucking the whole system that was Dance Dance Revolution, predating fucking...
Do you remember Jamalami?
Dude, Jamalami. Oh, yes, I remember that shit. Oh, dude, you're talking my realm of...
The fucking the fire level. I have that on my phone, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, we'll cut right here, but show me that later. Show me that later.
Yeah, we got to take that later.
I have the whole soundtrack.
What stupid freaking gay games did you play, Johnny?
Me?
Yeah.
I grew up with Sega playing Ghouls and Ghosts. And
that's not a bad game.
King's Bounty and Madden. Those are
I bet you wanted that King's Bounty. You wanted all of his Bounty.
And Shinobi?
Shinobi I could get that with, dude. I played Shinobi.
Shinobi was my shit. And King's Bounty was like an RPG.
On Genesis?
Yep, on Genesis. It was mainly Shinobi, King's Bounty, Ghouls and Ghosts, Madden, and Golden Axe.
Dude. Let me guess your team on Madden.
You would never guess, dude.
Really?
Yeah, you'll never know.
It's not going to be San Francisco?
Of course it's going to be San Francisco.
Yeah, I guessed it then, dickhead.
There was a few years where it wasn't, but...
Who was the team that before it was San Francisco?
No, I've always been a Niner fan, but I'm saying the years where we sucked, I would never play Madden, because I played a lot of Madden online.
Did you ever play the Joe Montana football game?
Absolutely. I got both of them.
Are we talking Genesis era?
Genesis era?
Yeah, I got both. I got.
It was on Super
the
Nintendo.
First one,
too.
I got the second one.
Yeah, that's there's not
this
what
game.
I played.
There's this game that kind of shows where my maturity was as a kid. There's this game called Booger Man.
I remember Booger Man. Are you kidding me?
Booger.
What about Earthworm Jim, dude?
That was I still to this day play Earthworm Jim.
Yeah,
all back to back Earthworm Jim and Vector Earthworm Man, dude. You don't even know.
That music. Dun, 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 dun.
Have you ever watched the Earthworm Jim cartoon?
You got to pick up the cows and you got
to. Anybody?
Take them.
No?
Uh-huh.
Earthworm Jim cartoon? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, come on. That shit. Legit. That Freakazoid and Animaniacs are some of the greatest fucking cartoons. Dude, Freakazoid rules.
Johnny. Huh? Johnny.
Yeah, yeah.
History blast. Me and this guy.
Uh-huh.
He used to have the externals with like crazy obscure cartoons.
Oh. Yeah.
And we would just be like trading full on seasons, dude. Full on seasons. I mean,
dude,
I don't have any of that stuff anymore,
Jackie Chan Adventures.
I did.
Where's Jackie Chan Adventures?
You remember that?
I had Samurai Pizza Cats.
Boom.
Oh my gosh.
Gummy Bears. I had
Jesus.
Darkwing Duck. Bonkers.
Darkwing Duck. Yep.
You name it.
Marsupilami.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Boom. Yep. Let's go.
Shit.
Hey, dude. Like, dude, come on.
Hey, dude. Little side note.
What about Eerie Indiana, dude?
Dude, I have all of that. I have it. Honestly, I have the DVD collection of
the fucking Tupperware episode.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
You want to borrow it? You want to borrow it?
Holy shit. Yeah, I
trust you.
I want to watch it.
I trust you enough to let you borrow it.
I'm gonna tell my girl, like, let's watch this. I got something for us.
She don't know nothing about that, dude.
She might.
Hey.
We have a lot of the same stuff that we have.
If she don't,
if you got Chris,
if she don't, y'all need to show her.
You gotta show her.
You gotta show her.
What's up?
Gotta show her what it is.
Yeah, no, I was raised on the Erie, Indiana, fucking
Goosebumps.
Okay, so this is gonna get super obscure, dude.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, Johnny's not gonna go on this ride with us. Do you remember? The famous Jet Jackson from Disney Channel.
The most short-lived show ever.
Dude killed himself. That's why I wanted to bring it up. He killed himself. He ended up committing suicide.
Jet Jackson. Was that the guy with
Jet Jackson.
The rollerblades, the black guy?
I don't know if he had rollerblades, but that's pretty stereotypical for you to bring that up.
I swear there was a show like that.
There was like the kids cartoons. Like after we kind of grew up out of watching our kid cartoons, seeing our siblings watch kid cartoons,
yeah.
And the stuff that came on, like Allegra's Window.
I remember Allegra's Window.
Fucking Bear in the Big Blue House.
Shit.
Dude. I will still, that was what I was torturing you with the other day. Remember, you're like, shut up. I was like, goodbye for now.
Oh my God.
To you, my friend. And he was like, what the fuck is that? I was like, that's from Out of the Box.
No, bro. Out of the Box.
That's Out of the Box, bro.
Out of the Box. Out of the Box. Yeah, I remember that shit, dude.
It was like a Jamaican dude or some shit.
Hey, I wouldn't.
The Gullah Gullah Island?
Gullah Gullah Island? You remember that shit?
Okay, let me see.
And let's play together. Let's all go to Gullah Gullah Island.
That was the one with the Jamaicans.
Yep.
With the Asian chick in the
stupid ass. Just a dude in a suit, dude.
It's just like this frog in the fucking suit, just trying to be all hippity hoppity.
I love the idea.
Like the producer's like, more hop, more hippity hop.
Dude, my fucking calves are killing, bro.
Your name is Binya Binya. So hippity, get to hippity, get to hop it in.
Fucking hop.
All
right.
He's all, it's simple. It's simple.
Just a cut to like after like, all right, cut. And then just Binya Binya pops off the head, pops a stoge in his mouth. He's like, I'm too fucking old for this shit.
You know, these directors be doing that shit. Yeah. They'd be like, hey.
I can't imagine what that was like.
Like, who do we got in the suit today?
Who do we got?
Where's Jim? He called off? Really? He's got a trailer on set.
He said Mark would fill in. He doesn't like working with you. He said that. You're pushy. You said hoppity hoppity hop. He's like, I'm an adult. Talk to me like a fucking adult, please.
That show is creepy.
Yeah, super crazy shows, dude.
There were some creepy shows, dude.
Honestly, Google it right now, dude. Right now. Google it right now. Zubily Zoo. Anybody here remember Zubily Zoo? Nightmare Fuel. Level 10, bro. I don't know how this was a children's show.
So
nowadays, it makes me scared to look at the promos from this show.
Did I spell
Look
that
Look at
right?
this. Yeah.
Oh, I do remember
Dude, do you remember
this
shit? Terrifying. Terrifying. And kids. This was kids' entertainment. Oh, no. It's all coming back now.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember this?
I used to change the channel. When this would come on, I'm like, not today.
What the?
Can I tell you something? That's culturally where we're at, though.
That's where we're at, yeah.
I mean, that was normal.
If you go back and you look in the 70s when they used to do all those teleplays of like Alice in Wonderland and Cinderella and the weird makeup and shit, it was just a thing we did.
So creepy.
Ben Vereen. I remember Ben Vereen.
Mayor Ben.
It actually reminds me of something. So, so funny. Me growing up, my parents used to try to show me kids shows from when they were kids.
Yeah.
Right? From like the 70s and shit.
And they were even more terrifying than this.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Dude, I never understood how that took off.
That was a monstrously huge kids show.
Dude, from the get-go, I was terrified from it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, nope, no thank you.
H.R. Puffin stuff. Get out of here.
Dude.
I still got it.
Oh my God, bro.
Hell no, dude. There ain't no way I'm watching something like this, dude.
This is what they had before fucking, the rescue puppies or whatever it is. That is pure terror.
Hell no, dude.
I honestly, now looking back, I want to take mushrooms and watch this.
H.R. Puffin stuff?
Yeah, wow. I think that'd be awesome to watch. If you're on mushrooms, this is a definitely... Honestly, what does that say? You know what that says? It tells you that all the people in the 70s were on coke and mushrooms. And all the parents, dude. All the parents were on coke and mushrooms. They're like, here, watch H.R. Puffin stuff. This is normal. That's why the next generation turned out so fucked up.
Yeah, I could not do this. Hell no. You know what? All this reminds me of.
Oh my God.
When I was a kid, I was like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude?
This reminds me of this video.
Parents are fucking crazy. Oh, yes. Yes.
It looks like this is what it looks like.
I don't know if this is real.
I don't know if it's real,
but it's terrifying, this whole thing.
It is very terrifying. It creeps me out. Foster nightmares. Atrocities found. It says within the tattered, oversized teddy bear is not a person, but it's a or not a stuffing, but it's a person inside these.
Sounds like somebody ripped off. That's definitely AI art. Those right? are real
it
human
has to
faces.
Be AI, right?
No,
dude,
yeah, this is
they,
fake.
They,
it's
they
like,
made a narrative behind the art.
Look how fucking creepy that is.
Yeah, that's
a narrative behind the art.
Yeah, this is a creepypasta. No, this is a creepypasta AI art.
No, I think it's real.
Creepypasta,
dude.
You follow them?
Creepypasta's awesome,
dude.
Yeah. I think it's real. The story behind it is that there's this foster family and they would pick up people that are.
Look, it says FNAF at the top. Foster Nightmare Atrocities Found, FNAF. It's FNAF fan fiction, idiot. What are you talking about? This is real.
I don't know. Think it's real, dude.
Are you serious?
Let me tell you the story, though.
It says FNAF in it.
Yeah, that means Foster Nightmares Atrocities Found. That's what it means.
Five Nights at Freddy's fan fiction.
It's so many different things as saying that it's fake. No, so the story is that this foster couple would get people that are like stranded or whatever, and then they'll bring them into their home and take care of them, but they would make them dress like this and they'll stitch these costumes to their bodies to entertain the children.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll sleep at the fucking bus stop.
I think it's real though, dude. I don't know.
I think it would have been out before now.
Look how creepy that is.
It is creepy visuals.
2004?
I like that.
No. That would have been
And then
out.
They have the classic like video editor play button. That's not even with the old tracking.
They even did it to their dog, dude.
Nah, this is bullshit. This is somebody.
No, it's definitely fake.
Hey, missing signal.
I know, right? All clean, like no tracking.
No, I guess it's a guy on TikTok that makes stories. He's like a writer, and he makes stories, and this was one of the stories that he
There's another made. One I follow. His name is Spanger Low Key or Spanger Look Ray, something like that. Uh-huh. But he makes, I think you guys would appreciate what he does.
I was like, what's that noise?
It's like, I thought I stopped it from playing.
I'm all getting freaked out.
But yeah, shout out Spanger Look Ray. I think I have that right. Spanger Look Ray. But he makes his own little independent horror films.
Yeah.
They're all about 30 seconds a pop. And he does it all over Instagram. He's super creative. I love That's what dope. He does.
You know the guy who made that movie Smile made a couple short films on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that's how he got the money.
Yeah. And the ones that he made are really freaking creepy, dude.
I love liminal horror. That's my new favorite form of horror. Is like the look at this guy. Oi.
Why are you so low for there, Anthony?
I know. I keep on creeping down. I keep on
You're
creeping
too
down.
Relaxed. Oh,
Jesus, that's why I don't like this couch, dude. It always does that.
It pulls you in like gravity. Like,
about 30 more minutes, both of you guys are going to be asleep. I'm going to be talking
Johnny,
to myself.
Johnny, I'm going to be like
Please
this.
Tell me we do not have 30 more minutes because.
30 minutes, dude. I'm like, yeah, it's a cool video.
I like it. Hey.
Oh shit! No, but that's it. We're good, guys.
I think we're good. We're done. We went over the Grimes crimes. We went over the rise of science murders.
You don't have to read it out. You gotta tell.
Oh wait,
them
no,
all
no, we never covered
in.
Johnny is queer.
I'm right here, and I'm queer. There we go. We covered it.
He's here. He's queer, and he's the bored bitch.
Thanks for tuning into the Rainbows podcast. Where Johnny gets to be free.
This is the Brunch Bitches podcast, and we have been totally stoked to have you.
I should tell you, come on here with mimosas.
I'm not opposed to that idea.
What, a brunch bitches podcast?
I do like mimosas.
Mimosas are good. Champagne is surprisingly strong.
Champagne?
Champagne, as what is his name would say? I've whiffed that. Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
From right, Futurama. Guys, what's it. That guy's name?
Huh?
From Futurama. What's that guy's name?
Barry.
Yes, Barry from Futurama. Anyways, go ahead. Take us out, Johnny, on that.
All right, guys. This has been the Stool Podcast. Also, let's do some little quick plugs right here. Just look up everything at Johnny Savage, JonnySavag, without the E. On everything, check out my brand, my band, DNG Heavy. Check out The Dunce Official on IG.
That's right.
Everything, that's all you got, you guys. Check out Johnny Savage, DNG Heavy, and The Dunce Official on everything. I appreciate you guys coming through. New song is out. Go take a listen. I'm slurring my words now. Lixin. Go take a listen.
Go take a listen.
The new song, it's a love song. Called A Cup of Song. Me and Mick tried something different, and we're gonna have some fun with it. How about you, Mr. Anthony?
Nerd_worthy on Instagram.
He is a nerd.
And yes, absolute nerd. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, as well as my band Dead Widow, Dead Widow CA on Instagram and every other social. Check us out October April 17th.
That's a long time from now.
October 17th. Come see us October 17th. No, April 17th with the Bunny the Bear and Broken Side at the Whiskey in Los Angeles, California.
Shit, I'm gonna be there.
Come
for
check
sure.
us out, and then. We also have another single coming out in the next couple of months. It's in a holding pattern right now. So we're going to hold fast on that. But it's coming. So we got new music coming your way. And that's about it for me.
Mickey Mouse.
Nixtradamus. At everything except for TikTok. I'm at Nixtradamus.official. And I have new music coming out this year. Check it out. I'm talking soft tones so you can lean in on your seat.
Cherry Coyote.
Lean in on your seat a little bit and digest my words. Do you feel your tailbone touching the edge of that seat?
Cherry Coyote.
Cherry Coyote is a thing. Coyote. So we're working on a new project called Cherry Coyote.
Coyotes with your coyotes.
Figure I'd get the name out by now. And I fucking hate these people, by the way.
I'm pretty sure that coyotes don't eat cherries.
I was like the whole
time. I've literally watched it.
This whole time I was like, I'm gonna interrupt this guy and just be a piece of shit.
And then
while you're plugging, and now you're doing it to me. I'm like,
so also, guys, my band DNG Heavy's got a show at Stages in Santa Ana. So if you're in the close proximity, we're playing the Dead Attire release party. Pretty cool clothing right there. and that's gonna be February 18th. Go ahead, Mick. Finish up.
Jerry Coyote.
I'm past that.
Last thing. there you go. Go ahead. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
New music coming out this year. Fuck you, Johnny.
Jerry Coyote, guys. Go take a listen. It's going to be a fun time. Mick's already showed me a lot of the music, and I'm excited about it.
Stop boasting me like a piece of shit. It's super fun. I'm trying to be natural here, dude.
He's naturally a piece of shit.
I don't need your plugs.
Boom.
I don't need your plugs.
Sheesh.
Okay.
What a note to end it on. Beautiful session today.
Fun times. All right, guys.